Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The death toll from the devastating Central Texas flooding has climbed to at least 129 people, as forecasts show that region facing yet another flash flood threat this weekend. Blaming tension with U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, sources tell ABC News that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has told allies that he might resign over the DOJ's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Border Czar Tom Holman today at the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit touting the Trump administration's aggressive actions.
We will continue to prioritize public safety threats and national security threats because they're the most important, they're the most dangerous to the community. But I'll say it again, if you're in the country illegally, you're on the table.
President Trump announcing new tariffs. He's imposing a 30% tariff on Mexico, which he says is due to fentanyl crossing the border. The Mexican economic minister calling the deal unfair. This is ABC News. Just days after President Trump toured a new immigration detention center in the Florida Everglades that officials have been calling Alligator Alcatraz, Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others at the facility today looking to check it out.
This is a stunt. I mean, dropping flimsy infrastructure in the middle of the Everglades in a swamp where they bragged about it being surrounded by alligators and pythons. I mean, the whole point is to, you know, look tough, like they're trying to go after bad hombres.
The representatives say that their time there was restricted, and people on the inside describing conditions. The facility said to have worms in the food, toilets that don't flush, and mosquitoes and other insects everywhere. Government officials reportedly disputing those claimed conditions described by detainees. And a record-breaking blast for Aaron Judge, the New York Yankees right fielder, slugging his 350th career home run this afternoon in a loss to the Chicago Cubs. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Hey, I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Morning. true friends came and rescued me. It's a long road to be free. Devil's gone, now I see.
Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back. coming out of that double dip rocker.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on your Saturday night right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, you've got so many fun people in there.
Oh, my gosh. The studio's filling up, Rob. We got musical instruments. We have people here. And, you know, we have a great show coming up for you tonight. And VO5, they were here. Kat, thank you so much for coming in. Just around the corner, Hawthorne Neighborhood Association presents the Music in Gazebo. And Kathy Couture, Paige Cleaver, she's here. We're going to hear all about it. And live in the Mad City tonight, Bear in the Forest. Oh, we were just listening to Fat Function, weren't we?
We were. Two in a row.
Double dip.
All right. A double dip from Fat Function. Where's Fat Function going to be, Jane?
At Woodfest.
Oh, woo! How did we know
that? Saturday night.
And who are they playing with?
VO5.
And Josh Hoyer. Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. They're from Lincoln, Nebraska. They're going to be opening up for a Fat Function. And Josh Hoyer is a former finalist on The Voice. And we've had him play at Atwood Fest before. Absolutely amazing. For the full live music schedule, plus a list of craft and food vendors, go to atwoodfest.com. Another band playing Atwood Fest, Dogtown Hollow. Have you heard of them, Rob? I know you have. A brand new song we have from them from their new EP that's releasing July 16th. They'll be playing Atwood Summerfest. They'll be playing Atwood Fest on the Sugar Maple stage on Sunday, July 27th at 1:45. Soul Impressions kicks off at noon on that stage, and American Scarecrows from Minneapolis headline at 6 p.m. You can find the full live music schedule at woodfest.com right now. Let's listen to some brand new Dogtown Hollow. This is Seven Sisters. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fet Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dan and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
Hey, this is Kelsey Miles, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
The Fool, that is Kelsey Miles, and she is coming to Atwood Fest Sunday, July 27th on the Clyde Stubblefield stage just after Steely Dan. They open a fest at noon. Also playing that stage, Parker Barrow from Nashville, Birmingham, Alabama, the Brothers Almanac from Minneapolis. They're headlining the Clyde Stubblefield stage at 6 p.m. Like I said, live music schedule, plus a list of the craft and food vendors at atwoodfest.com. Kelsey Miles. Wow, is she a friend of the show? She's appeared live here at least three times.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And She came
at four different studios.
At four different studios, and she came to the university here to get her doctorate degree in chemistry. And then she decided that she wanted to be a musician and ditched that all for music. And then she decided to move to Kansas City to become a professor at a university. Wow. But she's coming back here for Atwood Fest. We hired her 10-piece band. So it's going to be Kelsey with a 10-piece band, the Clyde Stubblefield stage. It's going to be absolutely an amazing show. And we have a lot coming up here, all right? And we are just around the corner. We have the The Hawthorne Neighborhood Association. They are presenting Music in the Gazebo. We have Kathy Couture and Paige Kleber here to talk about that event because she'll be playing that as well. But right now, we're going to talk about a band that will be at the Sugar Maple stage headlining 6 p.m. on July 26th. This band is an Americana band from Minneapolis. They're called American Scarecrows. Have you guys heard of them?
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of American Scarecrow? Well, everybody's heard of American Scarecrow.
Flannel Fest. They did Flannel Fest a couple years ago.
Flannel Fest, that's right. Yeah, they play down in Madison every now and then. So we're going to bring them to Atwood Fest. This song is called Devil on My Shoulder, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Last week I gave up on being sober, 'cause the devil on my shoulder told me to. He reached into my soul and grabbed me out another brew. Tonight my body feels a bit colder, and it's all because of the devil on my shoulder. Even though it's summer and the sun is bright, I shiver all the time, every day and night, yeah. The devil's got his hold on me. Yeah, sure, I tried to listen to what my angel said, but the devil grabbed his pistol and he shot him dead. I'll try to ignore it, but I guess I'll make the best of it. I'll have some fun with this, ooh, yeah, brother, right on. I started playing rock and roll for you because the devil on my shoulder told me to. I drink a fifth of whiskey and the songs pour right out of me. Yeah, I know that it's wrong, but it feels so right. I catch myself indulging almost every night, yeah. The devil's got his hold on me. Sure, I
listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com. Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hi, I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I've been accused of driving way too fast. I've been accused of standing too close to a man who wasn't mine. Say that I am unstable, relentless, crazy, and unable to back down in a fight. Well, they might be right. Can handle.
listening to Max Inc. Radio on Saturday night. I have been relegated back to the booth because, frankly, it's what I deserve. I am here with Rocker, Rob Roberts, and Chloe. And we're here with Kathy Couture and Paige Kleber to talk about the Hawthorne Neighborhood Association and music in the gazebo. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks. We're really happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right. Well, you know, the Hawthorne Neighborhood Association, I was just talking to Kathy, and she was telling me about how the Neighborhood Association wants to do great things and has wanted to do great things with that neighborhood, which is just off East Wash behind the Gardner, the old Gardner Bakery area on Madison's east side. And so one of the first things to come out of the Hawthorne Neighborhood Association is organizing an event called Music in the Gazebo on Tuesday nights happening in July. And Kathy, tell us a little bit kind of about this event. You're the organizer of it. How did you get started with it? And kind of tell us a little bit of the backstory.
Well, there's a couple things. One, the previous Neighborhood Association had the gazebo built with electrical access, with the idea of having live music, but it never happened. And so when we reactivated the association last year, we thought, you know, this is an opportunity to do that and build the community and create opportunities for neighbors to meet neighbors and hang out, kid friendly, family friendly.
Building community.
I get my brain goes faster than my tongue sometimes. But we were in a planning meeting on Zoom, and I said, well, I don't care if we get support or not. I just want to do this music thing this summer. And one of the women that was on the call said, I'm taking lunch break. And messaged me. It was Mary Rose, who is the director of Make Music Madison.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, we know
and
her.
So very ethically, very professionally, and then we started talking. So this series was kicked off with Make Music Madison on the 21st of June.
I see.
That was my very first time organizing something. It was terrifying. There were glitches.
Yes, of course.
But two of the neighbors who never knew each other before that got together and pulled together a sound system, so we were able to move forward with Angela Puerta playing our first set. So it was amazing how it all worked out. People had a good time and good feedback. And we have three more now on Tuesday nights. And it's just such a learning experience. I decided to take the summer off from songwriting.
Yes.
Because I wanted to do something for the community.
Wow. That's inspiring.
I'm not sure if it was a well-thought-out decision or not.
Well, you know, planning festivals and music gigs is not always sometimes easy as people think.
Well, and I'm learning. I am learning, Rocker. I think it's good that we started relatively small with just, you know, 6 to 8 on Tuesday nights, 2 bands each night. So August 5th was the first one to get booked.
August 5th, and that's going to be the Beth Kelly Band.
Yeah.
And a ladies rock camp showcase. That's why we played Beth Kelly just a few minutes ago.
I know, that was awesome. And the ladies rock showcase is, these ladies are good. You know, they're playing it up North Pub and other places. And it's not a gimme. It'll be a good show.
Wow, that's going to be really great. Now, this is, to let people know again, Tuesday nights in July, July 15th, 29th, and then August 5th, it's the Hawthorne Neighborhood Association Presents the Music Gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying that the gazebo is kind of located behind Gardner Bakery?
Well,
or where they used
it's
to be
technically on the Hawthorne Elementary School property.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if you're planning on coming, and I hope you are, you would want to go to the intersection of Lexington and Jacobson Avenues, and that gets you right to the parking lot of the elementary school. Because if you look it up online, it'll tell you to go to Concord. Then you got to walk all the way around the school to get to the back, and it's kind of a hill, and you got to go through the garden.
Oh, yeah. We want to park close and walk, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So I think that's probably the best advice I can give is just go there, park in the parking lot. There's street parking available. It, bring a blanket, bring some chairs, bring a beverage. We can't have alcohol because it's on school property, but there's a playground, there's basketball hoops, there's a soccer field. You know, bring the kids.
It sounds like a family event.
It
community
is.
Building at the Music Gazebo Hawthorne Neighborhood Association presents. And you said that's at Hawthorne Elementary School.
Yes.
And coming up July 15th, there is going to be a surprise band that kicks this all off at 6 p.m. What's the surprise band? You've been killing me.
Well, I'll tell you, the surprise was that I couldn't find a band.
Uh-oh.
So, I know. So what we did and what we are doing is with the support of my friend and bandmate Dan Kennedy, all hail Dan Kennedy, because he has really helped a lot with this. We have come up with a set list. And on Sunday, we're going to be asking people that go to his Jumpstart Jam at Cargo Coffee to join us on Tuesday night.
The Jumpstart Jam at Cargo Coffee, that's on East Washington.
Yes, and we're calling the band Magical Jam.
Magical Jam.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
the Cargo Coffee All-Stars. Like, I can dig it.
That was one of them. But it didn't make the cut.
Man!
We ended up going with Magical Jam. And it's,
Jam.
I've talked to a couple people ahead of time because, you know, we're going to talk to one Sunday and ask them to play on Tuesday. That's kind of a big thing. But these are jammers, and they're used to just kind of sitting in and figuring it out. So if we can keep that jam vibe going, I think we'll have a good time.
So that's the first one, July 15th. It's the Magic Jam Band. And then Paige. We'll be talking to her in just a minute. She's going to be performing just after the Magic Jam Band on July 15th. Then July 29th, it's Mudroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at 6 p.m. Tell us about Mudroom.
Well, Mudroom is one of the bands my neighbor is in.
Really?
So Matt Douglas is a guy from the neighborhood, plays bass, and very much into music. And he said, I was talking to him and said, yeah, I got to find a band. And he said, well... I'm in several.
Isn't that funny how that happens?
Yeah. So, you know, he talked to his bandmates and they agreed to play at 6. And I'm excited about that. And then they will be followed by Margot Teat and MT and the Don't Bees.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. And then August 5th, Beth Kelly Band with Ladies Rock Camp Showcase.
Yeah.
It's your summer concert series, Music in the Gazebo. Now, the first show... We should actually mention, how do we find this online?
There is a website for the Neighborhood Association. It's long. It's HawthorneNeighborhoodAssociation.org.
Okay.
And you have to spell it all out.
Right. And then you go there. You can find out all the information, see all the dates. And Paige.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you? I kind of heard that you almost died on stage.
I did die on stage. It didn't almost happen. It happened. But, you know, I mean, things like that happen every now and then, right?
You died while playing the drums.
Alice Cooper's got nothing on me, I tell you. Now, Paige, you were here in the studio not long ago playing music for us here on Max Inc. Radio. It was just an incredible show. And since then, you have done so many things. I just can't even believe it. One of them was winning a Whammy Award just recently for the Rising Star, and then winning a couple of different awards at the Mamas recently. And not only that, I saw you at the Mamas, by the way, with Jenna Jonas.
Oh,
and I didn't know how you were there because I heard you were in France.
I was in France. I was on a
what
train.
What is going on?
I was on a train heading to Colmar, and then my mom was like, hey, Paige, so you want a couple Mamas? And I was like, whoa. And I was kind of like, it just kind of came out of the blue, and I was like, why'd you just hit me out of that? Like, out of nowhere, Mom. Come on. I was in France during that time, but we took a picture of me and then we sent it into like Amazon to make like a cardboard cutout of me.
Yes,
so
life size.
Yes, life size cardboard cutout Paige. Her name is Sage, my evil twin.
Oh, that is it spelled SAIGE?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that works. So let's just back up a little bit now, Paige. You just turned 12, is that correct?
Yes, we went to Nashville for my birthday.
Wow.
That was amazing. I would definitely want to live there someday.
Wow. I bet you you'll be one of those Madison Patriots that head out to Nashville. I can see you there.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about winning the Whammy Award. I mean, that's in Milwaukee. That's a statewide award. How did you feel on that?
I kind of felt like surprised and also very proud because I couldn't have done it without the glue sticks community.
Yeah. Who are the glue stick community? Let's hear that.
So my last name, Kleber, it just rhymes with Justin Bieber.
Uh-huh.
And it means glue in German. So I call my supporters the Glue Sticks Fan Club. So if you go to my website, you can join the Glue Sticks Fan Club to get like notifications on when my next gig is going to be.
What is your website?
PageKleber.com.
And that's K-L-E-B-E-R.
Yeah. Looks like clever, but it's Kleber.
You know, I've heard it a couple times, and I was like, geez, oh, how is that go? Well, so you won a Whammy Award, and you got up on stage to give a speech. How did that feel, speaking to the Milwaukee community out there?
It was kind of like, I was a little bit surprised at first, but then I kind of like realized, okay, I just won a Whammy. And then I kind of just thanked everyone that I could name on my mind, Beth Kelly, my vocal coach, Adam Shelton, my piano teacher, my guitar teacher, Jenna Jonas, kind of everyone who like helped me along my musical journey. So I couldn't have done it without them.
Wow. How did you get started in music anyway?
So I kind of started in theater through VACT, Verona Area Community Theater, and I kind of fell in love with like performing, kind of singing. I think one of my biggest influences was Adele. I loved Adele as a kid. I would just sing when we were young at like the top of my lungs. So,
kid, you still are a kid.
Oh well, like as a 3-year old, like child toddler.
Yeah, we really mean a kid.
Yeah, really mean a kid. Little wow. Sis kids go.
So, how are you feeling about playing the gazebo coming up?
I'm very excited.
Wow. Like
anything organized by Kathy, is it going to be a success, number one?
Ooh, thank you, Paige.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be playing Atwood Fest coming up on, Sunday, July 27th. You're opening Atwood Fest on the Sugar Maple stage at noon. Who are you going to be playing with?
Jenna Jonas, my guitar teacher.
Wow.
Like half of the things that I do could not be possible without her.
And she just won Drummer of the Year from the Mamas, too, right?
Instrumentalist of the Year, right?
And instrumentalist. Yeah. She cleaned it up. She won a bunch of awards, I think. Wow, she's just incredible.
That's
pretty cool. And then you've been a part of Girls Rock Camp, correct?
Yes, that's next week, I believe, right? Yeah, Girls Rock Camp.
Girls Rock Camp, a showcase next week?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be performing at that as well?
Yes, I will. High Noon Saloon.
High Noon Saloon. Look it up, Girls Rock Camp. What do you think you take away from Girls Rock Camp?
Just performing, I think co-writing, just like getting along with other people in like the music industry, writing songs. I've learned like a lot about guitar. Last year with Dana Perry, she was my guitar coach, and she really helped me with guitar, like especially like electric and lead guitar.
Mm. Nice. Wow, I can't wait to see you play an electric and lead. We'll have to have you back in the studio soon. Paige, give everybody your website again so we can keep up with you.
PaigeKleber.com. PaigeKleber.com.
Well, you know, Paige, Kathy, thank you so much for coming down to talk to us about your gazebo event and your summer concert series. And Paige, all the wonderful things you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it. Let's head back to some music. Right now, Paige, we're going to play a song from you. It's called Playing Hard to Get. Tell us a little bit about this song before you hear it.
This song was probably one of the first songs that I wrote off of my album. I really do love this song. I love how I've put music out into the world. I'm just very proud of that. And I'm proud of like the Madison community for just like supporting local music, and Max Inc. Radio for just supporting like local music. So thanks, guys.
Well, thank you. Well, we're proud of you, Paige. Let's hear it. This is Paige Kleber and Playing Hard to Get. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Shouts. You act so cool 'cause you're on the team. That was Paige Cleaver on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, yeah. And we've got some pretty cool stuff coming up. Live from the Mad City is coming up at 8 o'clock with Bear in the Forest. Like, they got all kinds of equipment out here, and they got a whole drum kit and a cello and everything. It's going to be awesome, I think.
They sounded great during sound check, so.
Man, I wish I missed that. Now I feel I've missed a lot, you know?
I got some good footage for the Instagram.
You awesome.
Mm-hmm. What do we got coming up here next?
Hold on, let me. My pages are screwed up. Okay, up next we got a. What do we have next, Chloe?
We have more music. We have Rise Up Lararis.
There we go.
Rise Up Lazarus by Julian Primo is up next, like from New Orleans, and he's going to be where? Atwood Fest.
It's a little help with the little rocker. Thanks, rocker. You're listening to Max and Think Radio.
My pages are screwed up. I didn't see this.
Tell you, man, I'm the one you wanna get when you wanna get the good stuff. She's a goddess.
Stay tuned. Live stuff is happening with Bear in the Forest
it's
next.
Local music from Wisconsin.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad, and they're against it.
Well,
it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name.
The
we
name.
Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Central Texas, the flooding death toll reaching at least 129 people, a vigil for those lost last night. And severe thunderstorms flooding parts of the Midwest this weekend. Iowa recovering from devastating flash floods. The heavy rain stretching south into Oklahoma, creating hazardous road conditions. And as far north as Vermont, which got hit by severe storms and flash flooding Friday. In Sutton, Michelle Tanner stood on what used to be your driveway.
My stepson was out here and he's yelling to me, so I came out on the porch. He goes, we got to leave. You got to get out now.
Now, this is the third time in as many years her driveway has been washed out by floodwaters. Sources telling ABC News that Attorney General Pam Bondi fired at least 20 officials with ties to Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation into Donald Trump.